For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's latest rocket launch on Sunday is raising concerns in the United States and with its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations raising questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution. UN sanctions ban Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. Rescue workers in the city of Tainan, Taiwan, clawed through wreckage today again in hopes of finding more people trapped in a 17-story apartment building that collapsed from a powerful earthquake on Saturday. Liu Shusheng is the deputy secretary general of the Taiwan city government.
We are entering into the most difficult period of a rescuing operation because, as we find out, that there could be around 100 people still missing in the crash site. So we have successfully rescued over 300 people out of that crash building.
At least 34 people died in Tainan, a city of 2 million people, many of whom were inside that apartment building, those who were killed. Somali security officials are saying the explosion last week aboard a jetliner that had to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows two men, apparently one an employee of the airport, handing the laptop to the apparent suicide bomber. This is VOA News. As Libya Sunday struck the Libyan city of Derna, those were airstrikes hitting a medical facility in a populated area, killing at least four. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but unidentified warplanes have struck Islamist positions in the past. Derna has an Islamic State presence. And the Algerian parliament on Sunday overwhelmingly approved a package of constitutional reforms, including limited terms for the president and approval of a parliament in naming a prime minister. Germany's anti-Islamic organization Pegida held rallies in several European cities over the weekend, protesting against mass immigration and what it called the Islamization of Europe. UN Secretary General's Special Representative for International Migration, Peter Sutherland, says he's alarmed by the growing hostility and xenophobic sentiments in Europe.
The recreation of borders challenges the whole integration of the European Union. More particularly, it challenges the moral responsibility of states to help refugees, to provide asylum.
More than 1 million most of them fleeing Syria, have gone to European countries in 2015. Well, a new poll suggests that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and real estate mogul Donald Trump are maintaining their large leads in the northeastern U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a crucial primary on Tuesday. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is up there, where he says Sanders is trying to rebrand his opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as anything other than a progressive.
This has really become the focal point of the debate. And, you know, one of the reasons for that is that in both parties, the sort of fringes on either side get really involved in the primary and caucus vote. So in the Democratic Party, it's the sort of liberal left, the progressives, who are flocking to Bernie Sanders, especially young people. And some of my VOA colleagues have noted that again up here in New Hampshire, as we saw in Iowa. So Sanders seems to have a hold on them. Hillary Clinton is trying to regain some ground here. She trails in New Hampshire by a fair bit. They're hoping they can narrow the gap between now and Tuesday, primary day.
The New Hampshire election also is seen as crucial for several GOP candidates, especially those in the second tier who did not do well in Iowa. Well, the U.S. National Football League's annual championship game, known as the Super Bowl, played Sunday night in the U.S. state of California. Many people thought that game might go to the Carolina Panthers, but it ended up that the Denver Broncos won. Final score in the game, Denver 24, Carolina 10. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.